Welcome to the Raising Sons podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Rochelle Whitaker, but you can call me Dr. Shell. I'm a parenting advisor, educational psychologist, licensed maternal mental health therapist, and mom. On this podcast, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising sons. Now, let's get into the show.
Raising boys is an incredible journey, and sometimes we all need a bit of personalized guidance. If you're facing unique challenges or seeking tailored advice for your son's development or behavior, consider scheduling a one-on-one consultation today. Link to the consultation will be in the show notes. Remember, investing in your son's growth is an investment in his future. Let's navigate this adventure together.
It's another episode of the Raising Sons podcast, and today we're talking all about academic engagement. More specifically, we're talking about the environment. So we're talking about not only the place where your son is in school, but we're also talking about the classroom setting. So just as a recap, academic engagement is your son's interest and effort in schoolwork. Schoolwork such as, you know, in subjects such as reading, math, social studies, science. It is not just his participation in, it is his interest and effort in those things, in those specific subjects. Okay, so let's talk about environment. So there are lots of different kinds of options in terms of schooling our sons. There is the traditional public school setting. There are magnet schools, or at least there are magnet schools where I am. And those magnet schools are, they have magnet programs such as fine arts, maybe robotics. They're different kind of magnet schools here. So if your son is interested in robotics, for instance, then you would look for a magnet school that specializes in robotics. So that means that they have a robotics program, and a lot of things there are catered towards, where there's programming catered towards robotics. Or if it's, you know, a fine arts magnet, then there's a program catered towards fine arts. And so if that's what your son is interested in, those would be good places to place him, because it's, those things are of interest to him. Okay, so that's magnet schools. Then there are charter schools, and charter schools offer a wide array of different kinds of programming. And so that might be a good fit for your son. Or maybe it's a private school. Private schools oftentimes have smaller classroom settings and are able to provide more support because it's less students in a classroom. Also, there's specialized private schools. So if your son has some type of disability or challenge or special, needs some kind of gifted and talented programming, there are private schools that are set up specifically that cater to those specific needs. And so maybe your son does well in that environment, or maybe it's the homeschooling environment. So maybe your son is super social, but in terms of academics, he needs a place where he can just kind of zone in and be online and not be disrupted or distracted by other people and other kids. And he gets his socialization from, you know, being participating in clubs or sports or something else on the outside. And so lots of different options for where we place our sons, and where we place our sons matters. It matters a whole lot. And so we want to think about, you know, what's the best place for our sons. And so what I have noticed, and what I have noticed in researching this, is that when it gets to about that middle school age, that's when the environment plays a much greater role. I'm not saying that elementary school doesn't matter, because it does. However, middle school is when things start to shift a lot of times for our sons. And so when you start to think about middle schools, and if you, the options that you and your family have, is a good time to start thinking about what best fits my son. What is he bent towards? What is he interested in? And where can I place him that he would be engaged, because they are tailor making maybe the curriculum or the school setting to him, to his personality, to the things that he likes, to the way that he operates. Those are all things that you want to think about. But it's not just about the place. It's also about the class environment or the school culture. So that's why it's important to take tours of these schools, to talk with people who've been there before, to kind of get a feel for the school culture. Because if it's warm and inviting, if they have teachers that are vested and interested, then there's a likely chance that that's a good fit or a good place for your son. But if there's a lot of chaos and mayhem, probably not. So my son goes to an all-boys school. I'm sure you've heard me say this before. And when he started sixth grade, there was a lot of his teachers are males. He does have female teachers as well, but he does have some male teachers. And the way that they get the students to participate and engage is very different from what I would say you would see in a traditional school setting. And so that worked well. Even things that I didn't think that my son necessarily needed or even was interested in, it has brought out different things in him because of that environment, because of that school culture, because of how things were done in the classrooms, knowing that they were serving an all-male population. So that's important. Not only that, so I also teach at the college level, and I was talking to my students and I was asking them, what helps you to be academically engaged? And interestingly enough, these answers came from my male students. And they said the vibe of the classroom, they said feeling safe to ask questions, right? Because we know oftentimes people don't raise their hands because they don't want to be ridiculed or they don't want people to say that their questions were stupid or make comments. So he said the environment needs to feel safe. Someone else said the vibe, the environment, feeling comfortable, feeling like the teacher is vested and interested in us. So those things are really important. And so when we're talking about academic engagement and we're looking at places, when we're looking at schools for our sons, these are all things that we need to consider. We need to consider not only the school, but the school culture and how are teachers interacting? What is the school culture like? How do they do discipline at the school? Because that matters. How do they handle bullying? How do they handle parents when you have concerns? All of those things are important in terms of choosing the right environment for our sons, because we know that the wrong word spoken at the wrong time can change the trajectory of our sons' lives. So again, when we are talking about academic engagement and when we are trying to choose a school for our sons, we should consider the environment, consider what best fits him, what best works for your family as a whole. But knowing that the environment that we place our sons in can have a life-changing impact. And so we want to place them in environments that support them, that encourage them, that motivate them. And sometimes those places are not necessarily familiar to us or comfortable for us, right? So in talking to several parents that were touring my son's school, some parents had these old school way of thinking, like, these boys don't need to be at an all boys school and just all the things. And so they had to kind of get out of their mindset or not. And so maybe their son didn't come there, but it's kind of getting outside of our comfort zones to think about what's in the best interest of our sons. And not only that, but what kind of environment and who are we putting our sons around? So that's it for today's episode. If you have questions, please let me know. Reach out to me at drrochelle@rochellewhitaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you and stay tuned for more episodes talking about academic engagement.
So this wraps up another episode of the Raising Sons podcast. Be sure to download, share, subscribe, do all the things. Remember, we have to start with the end in mind. Until next time.